they believe there's a kingdom of God. And in that kingdom of God, you are going to see God who operates according to peace and justice and love. But there's also the civil kingdom. When it comes to the political realm, the civic realm, it's really about a friend-enemy distinction. It's either you or them. It's either dominate or be dominated. And when it comes to the two kingdoms theology, we want a woman who forgives the man that murdered her husband. And we want a president who's going to hate him enough to execute him. They say openly that hate is a way to love God.
When we see a political coalition built around antipathy, aggressive politics, castigating people who disagree with them, fighting with their enemies, when that names itself as Christian and also embraces some of the rhetorical styles and vocabulary of Christianity, it becomes very hard to disentangle those things. And I think Trump has played this dual role for American Christians over the last 10 years.
Dual? Isn't he just playing on the second string?
No, Donald Trump will sometimes mouth the pieties, especially since the assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania. God saved me so that I could save America. Mm-hmm. Right? That's a message that a lot of American Christians want to hear. But that's also not about Jesus, right? And so Trump can present himself as a Christian, but he does not always conform to Christian morality. And the Christians give him a pass because they want to say, well, he's the one God has put in office. He is there to punish our enemies. So we can say that we love our enemies and celebrate their demise at Donald Trump's hands.